Welcome to this Krana Plus podcast, supporting and educating rural and remote health workers.
Resilience. It's a word that's been used a lot lately, firstly in relation to the drought, then bushfires, and now COVID-19. But there's a lot more to it than just being stoic and bouncing back. To discuss why it's important for rural and remote healthcare workers, I was joined in the Krana Plus studio by Deputy Director of Nursing and Midwifery Health Program Victoria, Mark Aitken.
I think resilience is a really important concept for people to understand and connect with. It's defined as a process of adapting well in the face of adversity, crisis, or a major challenging event in somebody's life. Now, that might be a trauma, could be a tragedy, unfortunately, could be a major threat or significant source of stress for people. And those stresses would have been experienced by many of our listeners in relation to the recent devastating bushfires in many parts of Australia, but also that many of those people have also experienced prolonged drought. Now, some drought-affected communities have not experienced the bushfires, but the prolonged drought has really worn them down. Clearly, a pandemic in our community and in our country has been and is very stressful for people. The pandemic has caused some really significant economic and financial and family impacts for people. Family relationship problems are often a source of major stress for people. Serious health problems or workplace and financial stressors can indeed impact our ability to be resilient. Now, resilience is often talked about differently by different people, but one thing that is commonly shared in relation to the definition is that it's about your ability to bounce back after an adverse or challenging life event. So I think that's really key here, that you have the toolbox, you have the skills and strategies, and indeed the supports to be able to bounce back after a major adverse or challenging life event. Now, it's important because resilience assists us to get on with living life. It enables us to pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and keep going. It enables us to be humans being, not just humans doing. And resilience is often thought of as a static thing. You have it or you don't. But in reality, it changes depending on the circumstances and resources you have available to support you. That actually help you regain psychological, physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. It actually involves the interaction between you and your environment, the resource available, your problem-solving ability, awareness of your strengths, knowing how you respond to stress, and having supportive relationships, and indeed the availability of practical and emotional support. And I really think that's where Krana Plus is very important, because if you're not feeling particularly resilient after an adverse event, then please reach out and call Krana Plus and get the support you need to regain your resilience, or talk about what you might do to fill up your resilience and well-being mug, as I say. If you get to have a drink of resilience, you need a mug.
I like your description there. Mark, you touched on some components there of what resilience was. I mean, one that we're all familiar with is the ability to bounce back, but are there some other key components of resilience?
Yeah, there are indeed, Drew. Having a positive outlook on life is really important, and it's being optimistic, having a lighthearted view of the world can be really supportive in relation to resilience. For many healthcare professionals, they'll know that reflective practice and supervision is often really vital for them to make sense and understand some of the complex issues they deal with in their work. Having personal skills and resources is really vital. And one that I think of and springs to mind is communication skills and knowing about services that can support you following adversity. As I said, Krana Plus or nurse and midwife support. Having a proactive problem-solving approach to work and life. An awareness and acknowledgement of your strengths. Knowing how you respond in stressful situations and how stress might play out for you. understanding your physical, emotional, mental cues when under stress, having a well-developed sense of humour, I think is really important, and many healthcare professionals do, and actually part of how we cope is to have a good laugh at life and what happens. Black sense of humour, people say. Learning how to manage emotions when under stress, challenging negative self-talk, finding ways to reduce stress at work and home, and that's around self-care and well-being, and indeed workplaces providing resources to help employees. So it's not only on you as a person, we all have a responsibility to support each other's resilience, health and well-being.
Are there particular issues for healthcare workers in rural and remote areas that may impact their ability to be resilient?
Firstly, Drew, I think health professionals working and living in rural and remote communities are incredibly resilient people, because when you don't have access to supports and resources that people in metro areas take for granted, you have to be creative and agile about how you look after yourself so you can actually be fueled to look after others. And I'd say that people in rural remote communities are probably the most resilient people that I've met. Sometimes isolation and distance can impact the support that props up our resilience. So staying connected, talking about how you're feeling, and reaching out for support sooner rather than later are really important factors in remaining resilient, particularly in relation to people living and working in rural and remote areas of Australia. Such a vast country, and that many of these communities don't have many health professionals that are in that community. And often it will be the nurse or the doctor that is actually the backbone of that community. So it's really important to look after yourself.
So how does your own self-care support your ability to be resilient?
Caring for self enables us to feel good about ourselves. It enables us to know that we have worth and are just as important as anyone else, that we're worthy of being cared for and giving care and joy to ourselves. It also ensures that our needs are being met, and when we do the things in life that fill our well-being bucket so we have more to give others, we actually feel much better about ourselves and life. Self-care supports our ability to be resilient because we have actively supported ourselves in a way that supports our individual resilience. Now, that's a foreign concept for many healthcare professionals, because when you're in the care and service of other people, you often put your own needs or self-care last. Now, we say, think about the analogy of the oxygen mask. If you put your own oxygen mask on first, then you'll be much more enabled to help others. So if you engage in your own self-care, then you'll be much better at caring for others that need your care and support.
Mark, what about if all of a sudden you don't feel resilient anymore? What should you do?
The important thing here is to acknowledge it, to acknowledge that feeling, to accept the fact that it's okay not to be resilient. There are times in my career where I haven't felt particularly resilient, and that was a really strange feeling that initially I didn't understand. But I spoke to a trusted colleague about it, and that colleague gave me a lot of support and connected me to an employee assistance program that was able to give me the support I needed and reconnect with my resilience. So what I say, Drew, is reach out for support. Speak, as I said, to a trusted colleague, family member, or healthcare professional about how you're feeling. Early intervention is much preferred, so the way you're feeling doesn't progress to a state of despair or mental illness or physical illness. Contact Rana Plus on 1800 805 391 to talk to one of their qualified professionals about reconnecting and topping up your resilience mug or bucket.
Mark Aitken, thank you for your insights on resilience and for joining me in the Krana Plus studio.
My pleasure, Drew. It's been great to speak to you and share my resilience insights with the audience.